What comes next for me is new adventures, but probably working in the same space. We've got a whole lot accomplished, I think, over the last 4 years. And as I look at both my personal life and I look at what needs to happen next, this is a great time to move on and try and think about how do we keep this going and get the incentives right from the outside as well as from the inside. So there's just been tremendous work done internally by the agencies. Where they've taken this is so terrific. And I think one of the challenges we have now is how do we get people to pay attention in a constructive way? So what I'll do is I'll try and find a way to be part of that conversation and part of being a constructive force for change.
Performance management has really been your key thing. I know your title is mixed with both performance and personnel management, but really I think you were known for your performance management work. It's made really great strides over the last decade across government, but let's look at the last 4 years where you were personally really involved in the day-to-day stuff. Give me a sense, how much has it changed within the government and the use of performance data and performance management more broadly?
I love your term, use of the data, because I think that's one of the biggest changes we were trying to bring about. Is agencies had been setting goals, measuring performance for a number of years, since 1997 by law, but they weren't using it to improve outcomes, to improve the taxpayers' return on investment. And we focused a lot initially on the use proposition, is how do you get agencies to actually set goals and realize their power tools? Goal is a clear, concise statement. If you set a stretch goal, it encourages innovation, it energizes people. And how did you get the leadership to actually engage on that? So we use the priority goals. But then we knew that more frequent measurement makes a huge difference because it gives you fast feedback. It lets you know whether or not you're making a difference or not, and to adjust mid-course, not having to wait a whole year to make that adjustment. So I think that was part of our initial emphasis, and we've seen huge change in that area. And then learning how to communicate the goals and learning how to communicate the performance information. Performance.gov is up. We've got quarterly performance updates. The first quarterly performance updates hit in March, and we now have a regular cadence on all 117 priority goals. And you've got people managing on that and reflecting on their progress. So that gets very exciting. Those are some of the changes, but we also have really worked with agencies. Agencies have really worked with the public to realize performance.gov is not the only means for communicating progress and for engaging and enlisting the public, delivery partners, others. So things like Health and Human Services Partnership for Patients, where they're trying to reduce the hospital-acquired infection rate. Real power there, the power of a goal, the power of measurement, the power of working with your delivery partners, with the public, with others, on bringing real change on the ground that benefits people.
It's interesting, when the Obama administration came into office, one of the things around the performance management agenda people looked at is how are they going to be different than the Bush administration? The Bush administration was known for really a very much top-down approach. The Clinton administration, on the other hand, was very much the thousand flowers bloom approach. You guys seem to take kind of a little bit of both. You had some top-down, but you let people decide on their high-priority goals. How has that approach changed over the last 4.5 years or so?
So we had the benefit of learning from experience and being able to look at the experience not only of the Clinton and the Bush administration, but also the experience in other countries and state and local governments. We were able to tap a wealth of knowledge and to basically do what we hope all of our agencies do, which is scan that knowledge, look for the evidence, make sure that it's not just a one-off situation, but rather it's really something that works. And what we saw was the power of specific goals, leadership engagement, frequent measurement, discussion of the data, you know, analysis before and after data-driven discussions to figure out what's working so you can do more of it, what's not, where you need to do drill downs and figure out root causes and fix it if you can, and if not, take a whole different approach. So we were beneficiaries of a lot of experience, and we applied that.
When this administration came in, there's a lot of dashboards and a lot of stat sessions. You had tech stat and act stat and cyber stat and portfolio stat and HR stat. And then you had the agency-specific stat sessions, like HUD stat is one, or FDA track is another. Do you feel like that agencies over time, they understood that the value of the using this data to make decisions, to understand where their agency is heading around mission, that has changed the culture?
When we look at stats that are going on in the bureaus, so HUD stats at the agency level, but the learning that's going on places like FEMA or FDA, but also the CDC. I mean, you know, the use of goals, the use of data, the analysis, the drill downs, we're seeing really promising work going on, and we are definitely seeing, and we think if the GAO studies are picking up changes in the culture. Is it wholesale? No, it takes time. You know, I can think of the last time I worked at the federal level learning about customer service changes in the private sector and being told, oh, it takes about 12 to 15 years. So I think we've got a phenomenally strong foundation. We're seeing huge attitude changes, a huge excitement from the people in the agencies, starting at the top where you have deputy secretaries who just can really talk about these goals. When you hear David Hayes talk about the Interior Renewable Energy goal or the Indian Crime goal or the climate change goal, he knows those goals. He knows the data. We know that's happening in agency after agency. But we're also seeing it start to happen across the board. But I wouldn't say we're seeing it everywhere all the time. And what we're trying to do is get both a top-down, bottoms-up, and a learning. We're also seeing agencies really use the employee viewpoint survey to really figure out where there's strengths and where there's weaknesses and learn from each other. And they're learning how to analyze the data.
Where do you see performance management in the government going over the next 3 to 5 years?
We've been quite successful with the priority goals of getting leadership in 24 large agencies to understand the power of a few focused, ambitious goals. And we're starting to see, and I think the next challenge is getting that out to all the agencies and to the component parts of the agencies. At the same time that you don't overwhelm the whole impact of what we did by trying to do everything at once. You want to maintain that priority setting. I think another big challenge, a very exciting challenge where we've made progress in some areas is using the goals and the measurement and the ability to communicate via the internet to engage and enlist folks in the field. That includes delivery partners and that includes the public. And I think some of our challenge is to try and understand how to do that well so that this really becomes a constructive engagement so you don't get too much fear in the system. I think it's trying to get the incentive structures right when we're working with those delivery partners, whether it's contractors or grants. And I think that's just a learning curve that we need to move along. We need to learn how to use measurement to learn across delivery partners. There's some areas where we've had terrific progress, and there's a lot of areas where we need to go further.